Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
This puts a damper on my mood.
It's starting to get a little slow. Hey, guys! You have found Vanderpump Rules After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I think we thought this was going to be a little more exciting of an opening. But we are still in Hawaii this week on on Vanderpump Rules. And here at AfterBuzz TV, we are very happy to be in the spirit. I am your host, Megan Stecker. Tonight, I am joined by...
Hey guys, I'm Justine. You can find me on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine and on Twitter at JustineDevanna3.
And I'm just going to say, I hate this fucking song. I'm not into it at all. I'm like, bloody hell. Yes, it's over. So I'm Dan Babic. Find me on Twitter at DanBabic_ and let's get into it, people. Let's do it.
Let's do this thing.
Let's do it. I picked a bad song, so let's pick up the energy.
Amen, sister. Yeah.
Apparently it was like a slow dance.
Mm. So this week, gosh, I have so many notes. I hope we have time to get through all of it. Here we go. Brittany and Jax are still kind of going at it in the club. And we pick up with last week's fight where Lala stormed out. Now, Brittany's still trying to deal with her man. She took care of Lala. Now she's trying to deal with her man. And she's saying none of this is fine. So at least she's taking him to task.
Yeah.
And then she says to him, just always be honest with me. Do we think Brittany is headed for Heartbreak Hotel? Just a little Elvis reference.
The only reason I'm saying no is because I follow them on social media.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because I see them all the time being lovey-lovey, but in the meantime, like, what happens between them, I feel like there may be a little drama for the show.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because I know I called Brittany dumb a few weeks ago, but I do think she's a bit naive. That's probably the right word for it. But I do love her because she's so sweet and so nice. But I don't know. I just feel like, why are you a bit dumb? Like, you're such a pretty, smart girl, but then you're with this idiot. Mm-hmm. Like, you deserve way better than that. But you never know. She might even be smarter than we think, and she might be, you know, trying to use this as a platform and become a Bethany and become her own brand. So maybe she's a bit of a smart cookie, but, yeah, I'm just not getting it because she's so nice and he's not so nice.
Yes. Yeah. You think she's smart, not so smart?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
You think she's dumb? Let's be honest.
No, I really don't think she's dumb. I just don't think that... I think, like, when you like a guy, she's in that phase where she likes him, so she wants to see the good in him.
Yeah. She thinks she knows a Jax that we all don't know.
Okay.
And, well, first of all, she started in a long-distance relationship with him, so she doesn't know him as a person that even lived in the same city with him. So... I mean, she was flying here to spend time with him, but it's different.
But, I'm not even a huge stalker, which is funny, because you think I'd be a massive stalker. Well, I can be sometimes. But if your boyfriend was on a reality show and did so much press and interviews, of course you'd watch them. And how did she not know? And all of her friends would be like, oh, you're with Jax, and everyone knows about it. It's such a highly rated show. So she would have watched it for sure.
I think she does know. Yeah. I think that she's... Like I said, she's that girl that listens to her boy, like, that's like, listen, whatever, you know, he's always like, just listen to me, trust me, whatever. So, honestly, like, he seems like he could be a little manipulative, and that's why she listens to him over frickin' the entire world.
I think you're right in that she's in her, like, early bird lovey-dovey stage where you're constantly, you don't even realize it. She might see it now watching the show.
Yeah.
But I think you make so many excuses in your head and you excuse things all the time. Just, you know what I mean? It's like their behavior, you constantly cover it up and, you know, you don't see it.
Yeah.
You really don't see it. And I think that either she's realizing it, watching it now, or... You know, shortly down the road, who knows? It could be a relationship that lasted as long as the one he had with Stassi. But I think that eventually she's going to realize he's the dum-dum we all think he is, and he's treats her like crap.
I want him to change. I know you can't make people change, but seeing them together, like, she seems like such a nice girl that I'm like, come on, like, I don't want him to screw it up, but he seems to screw a lot of things up.
And screw a lot of things as well. Bam, bam, boom.
What a good setup.
Do you know what's so funny? I was just looking at you. You are so pretty, Megan.
Thank you.
I was like literally just staring at her eyes. I just love seeing her nice little face every week. I'm like, she's
they
so
are,
nice.
They are like really pretty green.
Oh, I know. I was just like staring at them. I was like transfixed in them. I love them. Wow. And your left lipstick as well this week.
Oh, thank you.
She's so transfixed nice. In
I was like
you
just staring at like, fuck, she's hot. I love her.
Oh my God. Thank you.
She's like,
wait, how's my hair though?
It's like so shiny.
I feel like hug you. You look so pretty.
Oh my God, thank you. I'm so tired and had such a long day that made my day. Thank you.
That's all right.
She's getting bashful.
Okay, well, let's talk about another pretty girl. Lala. So we're catching up with her. She left the scene, was crying. She's gone to bed. She gets checked on. By the group, the gang, the new school kids, as I call them. The new class.
New class, yes.
So her gang comes back to the bedroom to check on her. She's in her jammies crying about the fact that she's being put on blast. And she doesn't understand why Faith isn't being taken to task for taking her clothes off at the watering hole. And she just can't figure it out. She's pissed. She's calling somebody. Was she calling her mom? I can't remember who she was calling.
Yeah, she said she wanted was her mom. She's like, I just want my mom.
You know what the thing is? It's like, I really do like Lala, but if you're always calling your mom when you're in these kind of situations, why are you always in these kind of situations? I kind of don't want... I don't want to hate her for being her. Yeah. I don't. I like her, but... Then again,
I call my mom for everything, so I can't really talk. I'm always calling my mom. Like, I'm like, Mom, I can't turn the TV on. Like, I'm like one of those, so I can't really hate on her. Well, but you guys can.
And Dan, you talk to your mom.
I love my mom because my mom's like a Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
But
is she?
She is. Oh my God, I'm like coughing.
Take a sip of water, doll.
Hashtag sick vibes. My mom's cool. My mom's like a Kris Jenner. But if I call her and something's gone wrong, she's like, you're a fucking idiot, Daniel. Fair income. You're a bloody idiot. She's like, how can you do that? You're so stupid, Daniel. So that's why I don't call her when things are really bad. Mm-hmm. But I am a very mummy's boy. But going back to Lala, what I think has happened and the reason Faith has not, you know, experienced that bullying and those attacks is because they're in different categories. Faith is an African-American girl and she's got different things going on. She's army background. She's not in competition with them. She's a completely different look. But Lala has a very similar look to Sheena. Like the same guy that would want to bang Sheena would want to bang Lala. And I think they feel threatened by her because she is very beautiful. Everyone loves her and she's getting all this attention. And I think it's a jealousy thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a jealousy, and I just kind of thought, like, I was wondering, I was like, why are they not doing this to Faith? But then again, it just seems like Lala's putting herself out there even more. Mm-hmm. Unless it's the camera showing her more. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think we see enough of Faith, like, at all. So, like, just whatever we see, we're probably not seeing as much, but from this, I'd obviously look at Lala more because she's just put in our faces way more in the show.
The only thing I hate about the show, and I really don't like it, is nobody confronts anybody. So it only happens when it gets, you know, they all do it behind their back and they'll only talk about it once the can of worms is opened. Like, I want to start seeing people take responsibility and going up to Sheena, like Tom, and saying, you are a bitch. Why? And I want Lala to go up to her and say, why are you treating me so badly? Why is it all behind the back? You need to nip it in the butt.
Well, Tom did go up to Ariana, Sheena, like a little bit later in the show. So I think that, I don't know, they're just weird. They all do it on their own times, whenever they want to, and it's just like, they either all love each other or they all hate each other. It's kind of like never really in between.
Because how would you go if you were on if you were the Lala and you were brought on? Because you're nice, like you don't have a bad bone in your body. How would you go?
I'm always very non-confrontational, and I really shy away from confrontation as well. So I feel like I would take a Lala approach and like just trying to be cool with everybody the next day. Like if something like that went down, I feel like I wouldn't approach anyone and be like, let's nip this in the bud. I think I would just play it cool the next day, like, I'm cool. You guys didn't hurt my feelings. I'm fine.
Well, this is just different personality types. There we go. Yeah. I had an aha Oprah moment. Aha moment.
What would you do? What would you do?
Well, I nip it straight in the bud. Like, I'm brutal. Like, I've taken my friends out for lunch and said, I'm taking you out for lunch because I don't do behind the back. If I do behind the back, I say it to your face.
Yeah.
And I say, you know, I've said I'm cutting you out of my life. I've done it. I've had two conversations. One friend was not a nice person. I love the fake and the glitz and the glamour, and I love the pretentious. I love all of that. But inside, I don't understand. One thing I don't understand, I don't like, is no one is better than anyone.
And I was having this conversation today.
I don't understand how someone could think they're better than someone. Like, it just doesn't even, like, cross my mind. So when people are like that, I confront them dead on. Because okay. I just need to get it over and done with. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Yeah, you're the same as me, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. I just think, I don't understand why people think they're better. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, you could be freaking Kim Kardashian. Like, why does she think she's better than someone that's maybe not as famous? Like, it's just like, I don't get it. I'm the kind of person that if you piss me off, like, I'm going to tell you I'm not going to talk behind your back. And then people don't like that, but I'm like, well, would you rather be talked behind your back?
Mm-hmm. And then there's someone like Megan that doesn't even talk behind your back because she's so nice.
I mean, I talk behind Lisa Vanderpump's back all the time. Check it out tomorrow night on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show, right here on AfterBuzz TV. So James hops into bed with Lala tonight. Mm. Then he uses the silly excuse that his pants are wet. That's why he needs to take them off. And Lala is not having it and basically tries to kick him out of bed. Then he decides to tell her, he's done with her. He's storming out. Honestly, in my opinion, after everything that happened tonight between the two of them, like, he's never getting it. I mean, he had the whiskey dick problem they talked about, and she hasn't felt the same about him ever since, and I don't think it's ever going there. I think he's in the friend zone.
That sucks. Thoughts? He was just drunk. Like, that does suck for him. Like, why doesn't she just give him one more chance?
I don't think she ever really liked him that way, do you?
No, well, she even said, like, early on, like, when she started kind of dating him, she's like, I like, he's not someone I go for. I like the really masculine man. Right. He's skinny and small. Mm-hmm. And, it got me thinking. Remember, we'll have to play that game now. Wait, okay. Who do we like and who don't we like? Because it always changes.
From the cast?
From the cast. Now? Yeah, because I was just thinking.
Yeah,
not liking James anymore.
Okay.
I hate fucking Sheena. I can't. Stop swearing, Daniel. I get so into it and I start swearing.
You're like sweating. You get so passionate.
I know. Because I'm not awful. I don't like the swearing. So, don't like James. Don't like Sheena. And obviously, Jax, I'm just like, oh, you're a dickhead. But, that's kind of it. I'm not hating too many people. Sandoval, I've just never taken to. I've never warmed to him.
Here's the one thing I'm not liking
right
now. Same here.
Yeah.
I've never really cared about him. Not, like, cared, but I've just never really, like,
cold energy.
Cold energy.
I think the whole cast is not looking good right. Like, everyone's bad sides are out. So right now, we're all like, ew, yuck.
Who do you hate the most?
Who can I even like right now? Hate the most? I mean, I don't hate anyone.
Which
I
one
like
do you
them
dislike
all
them? Yeah.
Because they're so dramatic. I think... Most on my nerves right now is Jax. Yeah. After tonight's episode, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
See, I mean, dude.
Mine's Sheena, because I loved her. Like, we watched a couple episodes back. I remember, like, talking so good about her and how, you know, the whole thing with her and Shay and the drug problem. And I was, like, siding with her. But she just gets herself in drama all the time, at least the past couple episodes. Like, she's just always in the middle and always talking shit and just, she's annoying the shit out of me.
See, I have to defend her as an honest person. Like, I appreciate that you may not share the same point of view as her on something, but that she's always just coming at you with the honesty.
Except for
last week when she, like, lied for Jax in front of Lala and Brittany. I didn't like that.
I think what's happened as well is because Kristen's not there. Mm-hmm. Stassi's not there. So the two veteran mean girls, so she's taking their place. Like, someone has to step up and be the mean girl because they're so horrible most of the time. She can shy away from that. And anything she does is, like, beautiful in comparison to what they've been up to. So now they're gone. Someone has to take the Regina George, the mean girl. And it's Stassi.
I never thought of that. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny because Sheena, I guess Sheena always had so much drama with them, and now she does get to be like, oh, I'm a veteran now, back off.
Yeah.
And she gets to be in the spotlight a lot.
Yeah, because she's been there longer than, like, Lala and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think what annoys me about her, too, is just that she always has to start shit. Like, yeah, maybe she's honest, but, like, earlier, like, she just always has to bring mm-hmm. shit up. Like, why do you put, she puts herself in the middle of things. Like, remember that one episode? Yeah. You're like, she's just sitting there, like, smiling, like, loving it. Like, mm-hmm. she puts herself in these situations that, even if she's being honest, it's like, mm-hmm. why? Like, why do you have the whole sex tape thing? Like, just, like, everything. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand why she needs to be in drama.
Let's talk about her whole storyline tonight with Ariana and Tom. So the, I don't know, the argument continues, I guess. And Sheena's kind of throwing out apologies like candy. Like, boom, you get an apology, you get an apology, you get an apology, you get an apology.
Yeah.
So she keeps apologizing to Ariana and Tom. They each separately go aside with her and they have conversations. And Tom's not buying it from her, and Ariana's really not buying it from her. And I'm not buying it from her. Mm. I don't think she means it either. Do you guys think this is ever going to die down, or this is going to be the start of a lasting kind of broken friendship? Like, Sheena's not going to be welcome in Tom and Ariana's scene anymore.
Yeah, well, I think they're just at different places in their life, and they're in different mentalities. Mm-hmm. I was actually a little bit on Sheena's side then, because I do think, like, Tom, you just have to let it go. Like, mm-hmm. at some point, if it's affecting you that much, like, you have to, you can't let someone control your mind and make your whole holiday miserable. But then, so it was kind of like, okay, Sheena, I kind of get that. And sometimes when you say sorry and people don't believe you, you say, sorry, 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 like, what can I do to get through you? But then, once again, my Sheena hating came back when I found out that she was, you know, obviously gave Kristen a call to fill her in all the drama. So I don't like that. If I was on the show, I'd be like, why are you doing this? Like, mm-hmm. we're talking about you stabbing, talking behind my back, and you've gone and done it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think she needs to be called out. And okay. I think she will be, yeah.
Who?
Sheena.
Sheena. Oh, my God,
I'm
I was like,
so intense.
One?
I'm like, Sheena, I don't like you.
You're like ready to put her on the rack. Like, string her up.
Well, she's actually not that, like, you know, aside from the show, I'm sure she's just like a nice, normal kind of girl. And she's, mm-hmm. you know, just being a bit of a bitch at the moment. Mm-hmm. But, it's fun. We need to get out.
No, I think she's like bringing good drama. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sweetie. She's definitely. Hmm. Well, I have a little something that I found on the good old Instagram. Mm. I wrote down the quote. Because we're talking about Tom and Ariana and her. Mm-hmm. And it was a picture of her and Ariana on the plane. And she said, call me a bad... This was like what she quoted. Call me a bad friend. Call me a bad wife. It doesn't matter. You don't know me. I know who I am. And so do the people who love me. A lot has changed since this was filmed in July. Enjoy the show. That was for tonight. And it was a picture of her and Ariana on a plane. So I guess they're doing good. They're in a good place. Mm.
Funny because I guess it was 2 or 3 weeks ago that that Sheena was on Watch What Happens Live, and Ariana tweeted. God, I need to get my brain sorted out here.
Yes.
She tweeted, and it was kind of like smack talking about what happened in that night's episode, basically calling Sheena out for being a bad friend. And Sheena's like, she just tweeted this tonight? Oh my God, like, I need to go text her. So maybe things have been good, but Ariana's not shy about bringing up being pissed about that that all did go down.
Oh, damn. So we got two sides here from each one of them.
Can we get a bit of a, like, can we praise someone? Because I'm like, oh my God.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm feeling a bit negative, Nancy. I hate you. I hate you. I want to praise someone. Like, we love you. What can we talk about that was positive tonight? Who are we loving? Well, Katie and Tom. They're a bit cute. Well, I'm just not. Oh, God, now I'm getting negative again.
I just love Tom because he's really, really cute.
Still haven't had sex. And Katie was kind of mean to Lala.
Yeah.
Just Tom is just hot. Can that could be really
That's
good.
That's positive, yeah.
He's really,
Hashtag
really hot.
Tom is
well,
hot.
I was going to ask the question, who would you most want to sleep with? But I think we'd all say Tom.
Tom.
I have to say, I guess Katie did have a right to say something to Lala because she let her know the day before, I'm not comfortable with you dressing like that or acting like that around my fiancé. And here comes Lala kind of like, F you. In a thong bikini with it all hanging out.
She doesn't have anything to show. So, like, she doesn't have an ass. She doesn't have tits. She's not hot.
Yeah. She's got a great ass. It's toned great. I have a lot of cellulite going on back there. Like, I don't have a toned
I mean,
ass.
I don't have an ass either. So, I mean, I'm just hating from another no ass to another ass.
Yeah, because I'm a huge Katie fan. But I just thought, get the hell over it, girl.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would do that as well. It's like, how does this affect your life? And, like, why are you insecure? You're engaged. Like, I don't care. This is who I am. So I think she just kind of needs to get over that. She's being a bit of a mama hen.
I'm not a big Katie fan. I mean, I don't not like Katie, but I just, to me, she's just kind of
Boring.
That's what I felt about Ariana too, but I don't know, Katie just doesn't seem...
Don't discount any of these people, because when you least expect it, they will bring something to the table, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, I love them for the drama, but Katie, I don't know, she's just not someone that when I think of the show, I'm not like Katie. When I think of the show, I think of like James, Jack,
Gina. I think for so long, Katie was lumped into letting Stassi kind of run, like rule the roost, and she broke out of that. So now, you know, it's like a more mature Katie. You know?
I guess.
I did want to ask you guys about, so Katie told Lala her opinion on what she was wearing at the beach in that thong bikini. And then Sheena kind of gives her a nasty comment as well, and then decides to have like a mother hen conversation with her, like, oh no, you know, I was the new girl too, and I was labeled a slut too, and like, but I've grown. Well, what does you and your story have to do with her? If you're trying to comfort her, that's one thing. Why are you talking about yourself? Were you guys...
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Well, I noticed at first, I was like, oh, damn. Freaking Lala and Sheena are going to get into it. Like, because the way that, like, she kind of confronted her. Mm-hmm. But then she was just, like, doing that fake, like, making a joke of it. Like, oh, this is what happened. And, like, they used to hate me. Like, I understand because I've tried to help people. Like, when people were, like, so bitchy and rude to me, like, just in my life, I'd be like, don't worry. Girl, I've been there before. But then... it's just the way she does it. Like, she just starts making an entire story about herself. Mm-hmm. You know? She doesn't just, like, try to help her. She just, like, makes it all about her and nothing about Lala.
Mm. Yeah, because I don't think she's a horrible person. Like, I'm not, like, I know I've said I hate her, but that's just me in the moment because I'm, you know, red, hot, and fiery. But I was kind of like, I just can't handle the two-faced. You're going to be a bitch being outright bitch like
that's
me and Justine.
That's what I've been saying.
Totally. That's like...
Be a bitch like me and Justine.
I just own it. Like, so I'm not into that. So I don't like stuck up people. I don't like that. And I don't like two-faced. I don't be yourself. So, a bit fake as well. I just don't think personally I would ever be friends with her. But I don't think she's a horrible person. But she's just... I don't do two-faced. So I don't like her anymore.
I'd love for Dan to interview all of them. Like, I'd love for him to just sit here and have them each come up and just, like, have you just, like, nail them. And
you know, I'd be like, sorry, Stassi, for calling you fat. I know you just haven't gotten over that, but get over it. Like, no, I was a bit sorry for that, but it was a joke. Like,
oh, my God. Okay, let's talk I want to talk about Stassi's return.
Stassi!
Okay, this was a big deal for me because Stassi is probably, like, in my top three favorite people of, like, all time.
Oh!
In the villain category. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, Stassi and Kristen, like, hello.
See, at least,
call me.
At least, like, we can look at it, like, love her as the villain, but people in real life are like, hey, like, they take it like that. I mean, it is their life.
We
that
have
Stassi's
to remember,
changing their lives.
We have to remember this is a show, too.
Totally.
And I'm sure that they're not afraid to act out to keep that paycheck coming.
Exactly. Well, actually, it was funny because I, about 6 months ago, before I had a bit of a running with Stassi, I was filming for my friend on the red carpet. He was interviewing Stassi. And I'm like, oh my God, she's so nice. Like she's such a cow on the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, we love her. And then we turn around because we were the last outlet she interviewed with. And she was like, get away. And she's like fighting with someone. And she's like, you're like literally being this most horrible cow ever as soon as she got off the red carpet. I'm like, look at that. Bloody hell. But, do you reckon she... Well, you're smart. Do you reckon she's putting it on for the show, or she's generally a cow?
A cow? What does it mean when you call people a cow?
Well, I keep saying...
I thought I was like a cow?
Down under.
No, it means like bitch, but I can't... Because I keep swearing.
A cow.
And I know you get the comments like, stop swearing! So I thought, I'll just start calling her a cow, because I really want to say bitch, but like, I've said it too much tonight.
It's okay. No. I have a cursing problem, and I've actually learned to tame myself on the show. I don't think I... Mm. I try not to really curse anymore. I think bitch is, like, okay.
What's
I'm just
hard?
Trying not
yeah.
to say the F word.
Because my parents think it's funny. Like, my dad, I'd be like, how the fuck are you, mate? And he loves it. Like, loves it. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I say to my mom, like, hey, slut.
I just think...
yeah. Like,
okay,
yeah.
First of all, that's hilarious. I don't
call your mom a slut.
I don't
talk with my parents that way, but okay. but it's to each their own.
My mom loves you guys, by the way.
Oh, we love your mom.
She was like, love them.
So Stassi, I think that Stassi is very true to how she is on the show, that you get a lot of that in real life. But I can totally appreciate that. I don't think we'd be friends in real life, but I really much appreciate it from this angle of things, of her being the center of a reality show.
So
I'm so excited she showed up with her signature white wine to Kristen's. So let's talk about what has been going on with her.
Oh my god!
This is major.
I love that. Can you do that more, like all the time?
Yeah, like that. I was like, what is this going to? What is she going to say?
That means I'm very excited. Let's get to it. So Stassi, we know, got a little too big for her britches. Kind of was like hating everyone on the show, hating all the drama they all went through. Was like, I'm too big for this. I'm leaving. I'm getting a spinoff. So I guess she thought she had a lot of business prospects. Things didn't work out. Public really didn't give two craps if she wasn't on Vanderpump Rules.
You know what I was just thinking? I'm just going to keep saying them just because it's funny and it is a joke. I was like, yeah, your own series on The Biggest Loser.
Wait, when did you say that?
No, she's not fat at all. That's why I just think it's funny.
No, like, but when did you say that?
I was just thinking that then, like her own spin-off, like Biggest Loser, yeah.
Oh my God. We have to stop.
Yeah. Bit of fun, you know?
So, Stassi's back. Yes. Like, last season, it was like she made a few guest appearances, but she kind of also did this whole, like, walking off forever scene, whatever. Yeah. So now she's back, and she's, like, ready to go on apology tour. And she wants to rectify things, in her words. She wants to rectify the things she did. So we also are caught up on Patrick. So Patrick was kind of all shrouded in secrecy for the past few years. We know that she kind of was like head over heels for him, immediately moved in with him in New York City. Then they were living together here. And she said, well, it got too comfortable, like too married, like we weren't having sex. So now they don't even live together, which is, I've never really heard of anybody that's, you know, stayed together after moving out.
Wait, they're still together?
I'm not sure at the moment. I've seen pictures of her in the not too distant past. She's posted with him. But
that's so weird.
Yeah. On the show at this very moment that we're watching that was taped over the summer, they were still together but not living together.
So they just literally like, okay, we're staying together but we're going to move out. Usually you're supposed to move in with the person, not move away from the person.
This is so random, but I'm just like, you know what? I'm like so tired tonight because I had like 2 hours sleep last night. I've been working. So I just think I get silly. But do you reckon, what's her name? Stassi would have been a bit of a whore back in the day, like in high school and stuff. I reckon she would have got around the block. Do you reckon?
Oh yeah.
Well, she would have been the town bite.
She goes, oh my God.
Yeah. She had some big boobies, but I don't know if that would have led to her, to the boys being so interested in her experimenting really early, or if she was like kind of ashamed and like held back.
Have any of you girls ever had like a slutty phase? Like just I'm gonna be a whore for a few months? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called college.
Can you talk about your whoriest moments? When were you the biggest whore? I'll name mine. I'll get it over. I was really drunk. This was like a few months ago, and I wanted to be here. I was like 55-year-old hit at me the start of the night. I was like, ew, yuck. And then I got so drunk, and then I was like, oh, I'll just go home with them. And then
who?
The 55-year-old. And then I woke up in the morning, I was like, oh, fuck, I can't believe I did it. And he said, come to daddy, son. I'm like, oh my God. Because I don't remember anything. He did. So that's what happened to me. So,
I don't know how this show is going direction right now.
Oh my God. Ew, that's what he said.
I told my mum as well, because I tell everything. I'm like, mum, oh my God, this is what happened. And she'd be like, oh, she's like, you're a dickhead, Daniel. Because my mum's like Kris Jenner. But I was like, oh my God, like, so scary.
Oh my God, what's happening? But
should you girls reveal your hoary moments, or will our audience get angry?
I'm not revealing mine, but I'll just say there is a time and a place for those things, and it's called college, and do what you gotta do.
What about you? When have you been them all? Quickly, spit it out.
Okay, I didn't go to college.
Threesome?
So, no. No. I didn't go to college.
I haven't done that yet.
But during my college years, it should have been college.
Ah, cool.
That makes me sound really dumb. I went to hair and makeup school, okay? I'm not, like, stupid. But I just didn't do them. I wasn't feeling the whole college thing. I got other artistic plans, you know what I mean? So around that time, I guess, when my friends were all crazy, I guess I was a little crazy.
Well, just quickly, before we get back on track, like, what did you do?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, sorry. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. None of my business.
No.
No, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but
you're not making me feel uncomfortable at all. Okay, but, so, I mean, I've had crazy stories, so I just would rather, I don't think anyone wants to hear.
Speaking of our sluttiest moments, Stassi's sex tape got leaked by Sheena.
Exactly why Sheena pisses me off.
So, I mean, they've always kind of hated each other. And I think she felt like she was getting Stassi back for how mean Stassi was to her in the past. So this guy that Stassi dated after Jax, was showing around a tape of, I think it was just her masturbating, because she said it was a tape of just me, but it was a sex tape. So, and she said touching myself. So basically, I think it was like a masturbation tape she made for this guy or in front of this guy or with this guy or whatever. Then he's going and showing it around to everyone, I guess, after they broke it off. Yeah. Now, Sheena got a hold of it. Sheena's laughing about it. Sheena showed it to people. And Stassi's pissed that Katie went on vacation with Sheena at that time. She's like, how could you do that to me if you were such a good friend to me? How could you, you know, Sheena did this horrible thing to me and you're just going on vacation being friends with her and we never were friends with her.
Yeah.
What do you guys make of that whole thing? Because now she's ready to apologize to Katie and get her back.
Yeah, well, I just think they were separate issues. But mm-hmm. I am, you know, I am the most controversial person ever.
Okay.
And I'm not very nice at times.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, obviously, but...
He needs his own show. Oh, like, thanks. Damn. Like, can you imagine, like...
I get stabbed.
This show went in a completely different direction.
Totally. Like, but I cross the line every single time, every single day. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that is just crossing... Like, that you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like that.
Wait,
is,
you don't do what? Which
like
part?
Share people's sex tapes.
Oh yeah.
Like you just don't go there. Mm-hmm. And that's me saying that. Like I'll do any. Like I'm sorry, but that's completely unacceptable. And that's why. Bye bye, Sheena. You're not in my good books anymore because I don't like you.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think
come on the show.
Yeah. If she came on the show, I would love to have her just like right here, yeah. Right next to you.
Oh yeah, we'll read out our quotes. What we've said about it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I think that she's. I wouldn't do that. Even if I hated someone, I would legit feel like a bad person to know mm-hmm. that, like, I... Because, like, I think that if you're a good person, you don't want to cause, like, actual harm to someone's life. Even if you hate them, like, you want to maybe, like, I don't know. Like, it's just really... I just don't think I could do it.
Well, what do you make of the whole Stassi wanting to be friends again with Katie, and Katie wants none of it? Do we think...
Stassi's just like thoughts? Getting the whole guy thing. I have lost friends over guys so many times, and they're actually all still with them, so that actually hasn't happened to me, but like I know those girls, it's happened like a couple times where they're not with their guys really anymore, or they're getting used to their guys, they're over that honeymoon phase of a year or two, and then they like want to come back and be friends because they miss their old life, they don't want to just be stuck with them, so they try to go and get their friends back, and it's just like that's exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to comment on this because I haven't bloody shut up, so I want to put it to you, Megan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do you think?
You're so generous,
Dan.
I think
it's always great when the original cast members like want to be friends. Like, there's nothing better than this show because it's nothing but doing stuff that pisses each other off, hating each other, saying terrible things about each other, doing terrible things to get back at each other, and then they come together again. It's just how it keeps going. It's been this amazing cyclical thing to watch that's actually keeps happening. So I'm interested in Stassi trying to apologize to Katie. I think if we do get to see that, this season is going to be really dramatic and really good and lots of tears, and it's going to be awesome. And Stassi does not give up easy. Like, Stassi will freaking pound her point into the pavement. It's going to be good.
Oh, it's going to happen. Yes. I think it's going to happen whether or not what happens, when it happens. I don't know.
Right. Like, I'm wondering if Katie's even going to give it a chance, or if Katie's just going to come into the whole thing like... I don't have time for you.
Like, the producers might make the situation happen. Like, the producers are going to make them all talk.
Right.
It's just going to happen.
That was such a good Katie impression, by the way. Like, what did you say? Do your Katie impression again?
Oh, when I was like, ugh, I really don't have time for that.
I don't have time for that.
I don't know. That wasn't my impression.
That sounds like a Kardashian.
That was like my, I can't be bothered, like, impression of myself.
Of yourself.
So Sheena has enough to say about Stassi as well. So the gang's all in Hawaii, but somehow they catch wind that Stassi's back in town trying to make amends. And Sheena has a few choice words about Stassi I wrote down. She said she's a loser. Still that little bitch. Still that little bitch. We knew she'd come crawling back. Wow.
I agree with that, though. Like,
do you think she's going to go toe-to-toe with her this year?
Yeah, I hope so. Because I know I make fun of Stassi the most, but I like someone that's just a power, B-I-T-C-H, I'm not saying it again. I like someone that's just like, bam, bam, boom, 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 boom. Kind of secretly love it. But I do want to see them fight. But it's true. I mean, that's just reality. She hasn't been very nice on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She has been a bit of a moo cow. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's true.
A moo cow.
Yeah.
I think that she's... like, what I like is that she's doesn't seem, even if she is a little fake, she's not as fake as Sheena. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she'll say to your face that she doesn't like you. Mm-hmm. I really actually don't get a fakeness from her. I get that she talks behind people's backs, but I think she'll say what she talks behind someone's back to them. So she's not really two-faced. Like, it's got, like, that's kind of like me. Like, if someone pisses me off and I talk about them to someone else, like, I would say it to them. It's not like I wouldn't. It's that kind
of
thing.
There were some great scenes between the two of them the past few years, and I think it was the last season there was a scene where they were, like, talking it out and just kind of saying, like, I'm done with you forever. No, I'm done with you forever. Okay, fine. Bye. And Sheena was wearing, like, a turban. So I think they were, like, Trey Chic at the moment. And there was a really funny, the way they cut the episode was so funny because it was kind of like they each said what they wanted to say, and Sheena showed up with, like, trying to be the biggest bitch she could possibly be, but Stassi's so too cool for school that it was like she just came off like the winner. And then they put in a little, like, smart-ass behind-the-back comment she said about Sheena in an interview right after they finished showing their meetup. So it was just like, Stassi always wins, and I'm wondering how hard Sheena's going to try to come this year if they have any scenes together.
Totally. I actually want to be friends with Stassi. I know I haven't said nice things, but I like her. I want to be friends with her. Kristen, whatever.
Kristen.
Oh, my God. That's how much I care about you, girl.
I love you, Kristen.
Well, yeah, I'm team Stassi now. I'm back on that side, but I just feel like, oh, my, she's going to stab me at any moment. Like, she's so nice right now, but I'm scared she's going to, like, she's going to crack.
Oh, yeah. She will cut a bitch.
Well, that was nuts. I was like, woo! But, yeah, like, she is scary.
Oh, Stassi will cut a bitch. Scary. Yeah. I know. I'd be terrified of her in real life. Terrified. That's why I love her. She's so crazy.
Oh, my God.
Really? You guys would be, like, actually afraid for your lives with her?
No, I just pretend, yeah.
I mean, oh, I feel like you would be actually afraid.
I'd be
afraid.
Like, I have to sleep with one eye open around this girl.
Do you know what? I'd be fine verbally. She goes to hit me. I'm running. Just bash me. Just kill me now. Like, I'm running for the hills. Like, I've got no chance. She would belt the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah, she would. I've never gotten into a physical fight, so I can't imagine. She could be like this, and I'd probably be in pain.
Oh, my God.
Did someone chase me in Australia because I accidentally, like, threw a drink, like, spilt my drink on him? He's like, I'm going to get you. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
He chased me,
but then I ran into a taxi, so it was
fine. How do you get into these situations?
I don't even know. But back to the show. What else do we have on the list of agenda?
So Kristen and Stassi meet up again this week. They have a little having cocktails date. So they're spilling the tea. It's a really good meetup because all they do is gossip the whole time. So Sheena called Kristen from Hawaii to let her know that Tom and Ariana have been on the drama.
Yep.
Even though they were the two that wanted to keep Kristen home from being drama. Thoughts?
Well, I think I've kind of talked about this topic, but we've just apologized for being two-faced. Hasn't even been 5 minutes and she's stabbing you in the back again.
Right.
I'm done. That's all, like, I have to say.
I know.
I mean, really, though, I just think it's just drama. Like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you... What was the purpose of calling her? Mm-hmm. Why? Like, what was the purpose?
I mean, I actually like that she did call her.
Ooh.
Because she was just... I don't know. She's so honest all the time, except for the one time last week, that she's just filling her in. I love it. I feel like I'm that type of person that I would have called Kristen and told her what happened.
Yeah.
No.
It depends on the situation. Yeah, I don't know. Do you know what it is? It depends on the situation. Like, at that point, like, if I'm in Hawaii having, like, an amazing time, like, I don't know if I would.
I just think, I don't know, I don't hold on to things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why, like, I offend people sometimes, because I just, let it go. Let it go. Like, you know.
Let it go.
When that song came out.
And that's why people could probably, like, still find you on any show that you do here. Fat shamer, like.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, so we all make mistakes, we all go too far, we all do. But, you know, like, after it's happened, you let it go.
Okay.
You let it go.
Okay. So, more boyfriend drama going on. So at this little drink date, Stassi, I don't know if she's, like, eager to, if she just wants to look out for her friend, or if she's just eager for someone else to have boy problems like her, because she says to Kristen right away, I think that the guy you're dating has a girlfriend and that they live together. Now, the guy claims they are on again, off again, they were off at the moment, and they don't live together. Are we buying it? I see storm clouds up ahead, I gotta say.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe there. I'm not sure.
He seemed... But see, I am the worst. I have the worst judge of character when it comes to guys, so my opinion really doesn't matter.
Okay.
Like, I'm kind of serious.
I know there's a guy that's been on her Instagram forever, and I didn't even have the time to double check his photo with the guy on the TV to see if it was the same guy. But I don't think
it Kristen?
Is.
Oh, Kristen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't looked.
I mean, she definitely has a boyfriend now.
Yeah.
And they got a dog just the same way that Jax and Brittany got a dog. They got, like, I think a litter mate of that dog.
I don't really follow Kristen. Don't hate me.
I love you, Kristen.
Yeah, we all need to go. We all need to go to Sir for dinner.
Oh, yeah. And oh my god, we might get stabbed. I don't know. We might need to go in a costume.
Yes.
So more drama. Let's just punch through the end of this episode. It was a lot. The club in Hawaii. Everybody gets drunk. Everybody's having fun. Everyone's dancing the night away. Shot, 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 shot.
I love it.
Brittany gets drunk enough that she goes up to Lala and just like, oh my god, like, let's just squash it. Like, no matter what Jax did or didn't say, we'll squash it.
Meaning, Jax didn't do it. You're lying, but I don't want to cause drama. I just want to like let it go.
Let it go.
I thought it was big of her.
No. Oh, it was big of her, yeah. But that her saying, like, whatever Jax did, like, I can't.
I thought it was kind of her admitting, like, maybe Jax did say that stuff. I don't
really?
Know. I could be totally wrong, but I thought she was at least leaving room for, like, maybe Jax did do something inappropriate before I moved here, and maybe I should acknowledge that, and I shouldn't be taking it out on you, I should be taking it out on him.
I didn't look at it that way.
Maybe that's how she meant it.
Yes,
and I just want to talk about the sunglass dealing.
Let's do it.
I just want to get into that because that is just the climax.
Do it.
Oh my
god.
I actually felt sorry for him when he was crying because I do think that was genuine. I mean, he's an idiot, but
I actually did because I think he
realized he was a bit of a dickhead, but I don't think it was alcohol. I think it was drugs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, what kind?
Oh, like, I don't know, because I'm not a drug person, but I don't bang on the cocoa. But, like, at least he's even kind of said it. Like, he had to get another nose job for the fourth time because he screwed it up for snorting too much coke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm arguing...
Does coke make you do that? Because being drunk could make you do that, but that's why I was asking what drugs would make you do that.
I just think he's... that's what I personally reckon.
Because
I've seen him, like, I just think out of control. Like, I think... Yeah, I think he would have been on drugs to do that, so...
Like, maybe he took something... drank with everybody crazy on top of it, wherever they were all going out, and he was in a complete blackout state, probably.
Yeah.
So he blamed it on being drunk, we saw.
Because there's no reason.
I didn't think the tears were real. I thought that was a good acting job.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I didn't really see an actual tear.
His eyes were just a little watery, but he purposely was, like, digging his thumb and his finger into his eyes. Like, he pretended he was crying right away before we even saw his eyes get watery. Then he was, like, digging his fingers in, which I'm sure can, like, make your eyes red and a little bit watery if you want to, you know,
I'm going to go rewind this and watch it again. Because now after seeing that, because I just thought, oh, geez, bad. So I think I'm going to go watch it and actually examine it.
I don't think he ever feels bad about anything. We've seen that. He doesn't feel bad about sleeping with his best friend's girlfriend twice. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And lying about it. Like, come on.
He's, say what he is. I love when you say it.
He's a dickhead.
No.
Oh.
Dumb.
Oh, I didn't even know. Dumb as dog shit. Oh, yeah.
He hasn't said that in so long.
Oh, no. Dumb as dog shit. Love it. Yeah.
No, I thought it was fake. Did you think he was real tears?
No.
See?
Ooh, 2-1. You girls might be right.
Because
yeah.
I didn't see an actual tear. Like, I saw, like, when he sat up, I saw the little bit of glassiness in his eyes, but I didn't see an actual tear.
Yeah.
And the fact that his apology to Brittany at the airport, what did you think of that? I thought it was the saddest little ever.
That was pathetic.
Yeah, I'm on that train. I thought, pathetic, pathetic, pathetic.
His words were, what do you two make of this? His words were, I understand if you want to just break up with me.
Yeah, that was really weird. I thought that was so weird. That was like almost like easy way out that someone's done. If you want to break up with me, that's fine. Like, that's weird.
Like, reading between the lines, what were all the things he could have possibly meant? Really? You should break up with me because I don't want you living with me.
I don't deserve this. I actually, I don't know, I'm dying to see it.
He actually truly respects her. Maybe.
I'd love to see a therapy session with him and what's going on, what's behind all of this, because something's gone on and there's something up in the head for him to be such a man whore.
Mm-hmm.
But prediction time, I reckon.
Yeah,
I want the prediction music. Predictions.
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 Ooh. All right, we got the quick one. Go ahead.
Quick, okay.
I know. I was like,
that means hurry up. You're going over time. Predictions. I mean, Stassi's back. She's going to bring the fire, the drama, all of that. She's going to fight with Sheena. Go.
Awesome.
Ooh. Yeah, Stassi's going to cause a lot of drama, and I think we may be seeing more from Lala and James next week. Maybe. Hopefully.
I think Jax is in major trouble with Lisa. Mm. I'm thinking he's suspended, not fired, and I think I can't wait for Stassi to bring back Hell Hath No Fury like Stassi.
Yay! So exciting! Yeah.
All right, Dan, honey, where can they find
quickly,
you?
Quickly, so you can find me on the Instagram at Dan Babic. That's DanBabic. The same with the Twitter, but the underscore afterwards.
And you can find me on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine and on Twitter at JustineDivana3. And also now I'm on the new show on Wednesdays at 9, Ooh. Cocktails with Chloe here on AfterBuzz.
And you're hosting, aren't you? You're like the head host.
Ooh. Yeah, man.
Ooh. And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. It's all at Megan Stecker, and that is spelled MEGANSTECHER. Thank you guys so much. We can't wait to be here next week for another after show for Vanderpump Rules here on AfterBuzz TV. Bye! Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.